Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, and welcome to Throwback Thursday, July 27th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. As always, I start off by sharing my Rhino of the day. And today, it's a little hard to see on this angle. This is kind of a lying down, sleepy baby rhino with a little baby horn. So, unique. Never seen one like that. And it is from a living stone. So this is a stone carved sleepy rhino. And it says 1989, so he's nearly 20 years old, kind of Rip Van Winkle like then. I guess he's still sleeping for almost 20 years. Anyway, yeah, today's Throwback Thursday. Look what I found going back in the archives. I found a copy of a magazine called Fantasy Football 88. Jerry Rice. People remember Jerry Rice, Randall Cunningham. Those were the stars back then. And, of course, the reason showing this is I had an ad in here for my fantasy sports game company. So I kind of remember, I think, getting the call. I mean, I was I did everything seat of my pants. I didn't have guidance. I wasn't smart enough to have a mentor or a consultant or a coach or a board of directors or anybody helping me. So I really did everything seat of my pants and made, therefore, left tons of money on the table and made so many mistakes. But I did enough right to turn this from scratch to a multi-million company valued around $5 million in about 3 years' time. And it's because of ads like the one I'm going to show you where, before I show it to you, just as a grain of salt, I made a ton of mistakes in this ad. I mean, it's technically terrible. But I did enough things right that I dominated the industry. And anybody can do the same still today. Just needs to do a few of the right things. Now, I do remember when I got this call, I think it was the first edition, and the guy called me because I was smart. And one thing I did that was smart was I placed the largest ad I could anywhere I could find. Whatever was the most premium space, I knew that. You know, if you're going to place a small ad, it's like advertising on TV at 3 in the morning on a weekend on channel 462 or something. Like, that's the cheapest thing you can find. Not exactly results-oriented. You are cheap-oriented. And often you get what you spend. So other companies did that. They did the cheapest thing they could, or the least daring thing they could, and as a result, again, I destroyed them all and vaulted all past them, and most of them just went out of business and said, "Oh, that magazine doesn't work." I love when people tell me I placed an ad in that thing and it didn't work, as if it's that thing's fault, as if it's the way the newspaper or the radio station or the magazine or the website or the anything you did, as if it's that thing's fault. Instead of looking in the mirror, we all have the tendency to do it. We're business owners. We have a big ego. We wouldn't have started our business otherwise. But how about we have a little humility? We look in the mirror and we say, okay, it's working. Wouldn't exist if it doesn't work for somebody. Everything that has advertising in it needs the advertising to survive. So that radio station, TV station, newspaper, magazine, Valpak, Facebook ad, whatever it is, that way of marketing and advertising wouldn't exist if it wasn't working for somebody. So what am I doing wrong that I'm not getting it to work for me? That's the right question to ask. And by doing that and experimenting with all different ad sizes and different things in the ads, again, unscientifically, didn't know what I was doing, had no expert help, left a ton of money on the table as a result. But I do remember getting this call, and they had already sold all the decent, all the premium spaces. Again, if you're going to advertise, you want to get the back cover. You want to get the inside covers. I mean, they were taken. Here's some big national thing. Back then, it was a 900 number to get scores. I mean, 1988, no internet back then, or, very little bit. I had it, but it was expensive. Computers weren't in every home and so forth, and sports fans called 900 numbers and paid money, 25 cents a minute or whatever it was, to 60 cents for the first minute, 35 cents each additional, just to hear the scores. And they were a big shot because, look, they had a satellite dish. Ooh, ah. Nowadays, well, I passed by a home the other day. I was driving with my beautiful wife, Michelle. I'm like, look at the house. It has 4 satellite dishes on it, right? But back then, to have a satellite dish, big shot. Anyway, they had that, and front inside cover was taken. And so I was like, there's no premium space. It's not worth advertising. You go big or go home. Come on, I want this thing to work. I'm not doing this to get the cheapest thing and not have it work and then blame, oh, your magazine didn't work. Sure, if I did the cheapest thing. So I insisted. I asked them what kind of articles they have, and lo and behold, they were going to publish an article on how to play fantasy football, how to start your own league. And I said, got it. I insist. I'll place a full-page ad, and it has to be across on the same spread as that. And I made up an ad specifically for this magazine, never ran it before or since anywhere else, and I'm going to run an ad on why you should not start your own fantasy baseball league. And needless to say, it did work brilliantly, even though, again, did a lot of things wrong, left a lot of money on the table, but you can see here, I don't know if you can. But I said, okay, attention team owners. And, you know, fantasy football is lots of fun, but running a league is lots of work. So here we are, how to start your fantasy football league, telling about, look at that, all the work that's involved and everything you have to do, because back then there was no do it yourself. You know, you didn't have the internet, you go on to ESPN.com or NFL.com or Yahoo.com or wherever and set your own lineup and draft your own field. None of that existed. There were either you do it yourself with your friends, which is where I started as a hobby. Then I turned it into a business where people pay me because they either don't have all those friends to get together or they just don't want to do this and have all this hassle. And then I got this picture to go along with it of there's the hassle of running the league. Your phone's ringing off the hook. Your inbox is filled up. Papers are flying everywhere. Everybody, and you are under the desk going, I thought this was going to be fun and I get to follow sports, and instead I'm in misery of having to keep track of all this stuff. Please, Steve, do it for me. So that's what the picture worth a thousand words says. And then I go through the headline based on the solution is, let the pros, that's my company, SSS, Simulated Sports Services, let the pros at SSS do all the work. Here's what we do. Oops, here's what we do. Here's what you get. And then here's my irresistible offer. See, at least I knew enough to have an irresistible offer. There's my meaningless logo that, sorry to break it to you, nobody cares about. Nobody's buying because of your logo. So I made that up myself probably in about 10 minutes. Like, don't waste any money or time on a logo, for crying out loud. But I did have the call to action with the irresistible offer. Call now for free brochure. And there's my toll-free number. And I put the digits underneath. And there's my company and mailing address to, back then, to show it was a real business. I had a real office. My competitors, again, they were trying to place the smallest ad in the world that didn't work and doing things cheaply and running a not real business and didn't have a staff and didn't have employees and went out of business real quickly and did everything on the cheap as they could and did not build a $5 million business in a few years. So this, now you're asking yourself, calling for a free brochure. How is that an irresistible offer? Free brochure. Everyone gives a free brochure. That's like a contractor saying, call now for a free estimate. Big whoop, everyone gives a free estimate. So that's not an irresistible offer, same as everybody else. Aha, here's the deal. Now this, again, there's only a few ads in this, but here is why that was an irresistible offer, but here's my, because here is my quote, competition. These guys, of course, went out of business real quickly. At least they were smart enough to get a premium ad, the inside front cover, so they got attention from everybody, and they get on the glossy paper where I had to be on this bogus brown paper. Well, it's brown now. I guess it wasn't as brown back then, but whatever. But look at their offer. So they are, okay, here's, I mean, they're even introducing, because a lot of people back then didn't know what fantasy sports was. Can I hold it still enough to read it? Now you can draft that impact player and win your football league. People didn't even know what that means, draft an impact player. Like, oh, I get the draft players onto my, I get it. Okay, so now they can read through here and kind of understand that I can play this game from home, and oh, I can win a trip to Hawaii. These are the same guys that call me. I was the first company to offer prizes, more than a hat or a T-shirt. I offered a trip to the Super Bowl, for instance, and back then they were all calling me going, well, that's got to be illegal, blah, blah, blah. I go, you can offer a hat, so clearly prizes are legal. I'm just smarter than you, and I'm not cheapening out, again, in business. I'm offering the biggest prize that anybody has. In fact, in my ad, sure, I included it. That, yeah, there it is. Unmatched prize fund. Over 22,000 awarded the year before when everybody else was giving away hats and T-shirts and offering $100 in prizes total. I was doing 22,000. And that year I probably did 50 because I pretty much doubled every year. But anyway, back to why this is an irresistible offer. After these guys explain this is what the league is, lets you decide who plays and who gets traded, benched, or released, makes you the head coach, GM, owner, team. They're explaining the whole thing to a newbie who says, what's this all about? I don't know. I even need to read an article on how to run your own fantasy sports league. I don't even know how to start a league. I don't even know what this game is. And yet, so here's their offer, which I was, quote, competing with. I don't know if you read it, but it says here, I can't wait, enclosed. My battery's running low. Hang on. There we go. Enclosed is $25 for a brochure. That was their offer. I can't wait, enclosed is a $25 deposit. Please rush me the startup packet and brochure. So where, again, my competitors were charging $25 for the startup packet and the brochure, all I had to do was, say, call a free number for a free brochure. They don't even have a phone number in here. So you had to mail it. You had to cut this thing out and mail it with $25, wait, who knows how long that would take, till you mail it to them and they mail it back. So you have to wait a week, 10 days, mail somebody $25 or something you've never even heard of just to get the brochure about what it's all about. Kidding me. Or they have another option. Look how great this one is. I prefer to take advantage of the exclusive 10% discount and pay in full now. So you had a choice. You could pay half just to get the brochure, or you could pay in full and get a 10% discount. I mean, is it a wonder these companies went out of business and I went from scratch to a $5 million company because I had call for the toll-free number. Nope, by the way, my competitors, none of them had a toll-free number. Almost none of them had a phone number like you see that one. And they didn't have a trust factor of having an actual address of an actual business. And I know it seems silly. It does today if you put in MasterCard and Visa logos. But back then, you had to be an established business, a place of business, and the banks wouldn't, and it took me years to be able to take credit cards. This might have been the first year, my third, fourth year in business. Like, so that, again, said this is a real company, real address, take credit cards, toll-free number, free brochure. I did just about everything wrong. I did a few things right, and lo and behold, vaulted past everybody to the biggest in the industry. So that's about it for Throwback Thursday. Contact me if you want some guidance on this stuff. It's simpler than you think, and I'll share all the mistakes I made. They become clear to you. They'll likely become clear in your own marketing that you're still doing to this day, lessons I learned 30 years ago that have been working for me and for my clients ever since. And you might want to jump on board the train and stop being frustrated by wondering how much an ad costs. It's never about how much it costs. It's about how much you get back. I mean, heck, when someone says, if someone could tell you, I have a magic wand, and you could buy this stock, and it's going to go up by $100 a share in the next 60 days, would you ask, I don't know, how much is it? I mean, it's not how much it costs. It's how much it would go up. It's how much it's worth. That's the mindset, to look at your advertising and marketing, go big or go home, do the right things, destroy your competition, and get the rewards. Don't namby-pamby do the same as everybody or smaller or less than everybody or, you know, that's the way it's done kind of nonsense. Cut it out. Stop failing. Come on, small business owners. Let's turn this country around by doing some smart stuff. As always, is that really I got to put my glasses on. Is that really Damian Zamora? Holy crap. Talk about a sharp entrepreneur. What is up, my friend? Great to see you as well. I am doing... David has to rub it in and share. Well, the Packers now, my beautiful wife Michelle loves them, and they're actually good. But, yes, the Jets really do suck. And your Pittsburgh, I was going to say Penguins because they're pretty good too. But your Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're in for another good year. And payment processing was that's a good point. Damian Zamora once spoke at one of my events years ago about payment processing. So that was a big deal. And that's where you got your start in 1990. And, man, you've come a long way since then. Damian is one of the sharpest entrepreneurs I know. Helps a ton of entrepreneurs make a ton of money. Again, folks, contact Damian, me, somebody else. But stop with the seat of your pants and doing all kinds of crazy things and struggling and wondering and, you know, saying it's a down economy and, yeah, but. And, like, you know, come on. I love small business owners. So get on the bandwagon with those of us that are doing the right things, get some good advice, get some help, and jump on board the winners. Yeah, there'll be a few butterflies in your stomach when you say, I'm placing the biggest ad I possibly can in the premium position, and I'm giving a free brochure where my competitors are charging $25, and I'm going to get a toll-free number and pay for everybody to call me. And they would ask questions, and we'd go on for minutes and minutes, 10, 20-minute phone calls that were ringing me up for 25, 30 cents a minute. Like, but I put it out, it comes back. So there are things you can do to stop namby-pambying here. You're a business owner, right? So grab life by the guts and get something done. And Damien's asking, when is our next event? You know, the next time I'm going to host one and I'm looking for a speaker, might be time to give you a call, my friend, and have you come in. Otherwise, we might do one of these online events. I've hosted hundreds of in-person events, like Damien came and spoke at, but nowadays, we do these online events. I do have clients all over the world. Maybe we do one of these webinars, web seminars, they call it. So contact me and we'll talk about that. Otherwise, thanks for being here, Damien. Fantastic. My best to Nikki, of course. And go back and enjoy the left coast, other than we won't talk about the politics and the nonsense going on out there. But your view and your lifestyle has got to be fantastic out there, and your great family. Enjoy that. Thanks for being here. Anybody else, and watch it on the replay. And we'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. That's not for the experts like Damien in the room. Those are for the newbies. So you experts can take a day off tomorrow and join me back on Success Story Saturday. Tomorrow's Foundation Friday, real basic tip to help you at least get on the right track out of the frustration and into success. Isn't that where you want to be? Damien would be honored. Fantastic. The honor be all mine, my friend. Thanks for being here and anybody else, and I will catch you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.